USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, blasting the mainstream media for its coverage of his visit to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There, the rabbi of the temple inviting him to visit with the families of the 11 people brutally shot and killed while they prayed.
I came home and sadly turned on the news and watched as the far left media once again used tragedy to sow anger and division.
Then the president discussing the caravan, telling the crowd he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released.
After a tricky October on Wall Street with wild swings, a nice treat on Halloween. The Dow gaining 241 points, the Nasdaq up 144, the S&P 500 up 29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Secretary of State James Mattis speaking out about the still unresolved murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Turkey's chief prosecutor said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body was then cut into pieces in a premeditated plan. Defense Secretary James Mattis said we're working on getting to the bottom of this.
As you know, Turkey has so far provided evidence for every allegation that they have made about what happened. And so no one nation controls all the information. And I spoke to the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago in Manama, and he said there would be a full investigation.
And Defense Secretary James Mattis, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, calling for a ceasefire in the Yemen civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
No change at the top in the cable news channel ratings. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The long-running favorite among the news channels, Fox News, this time averaged more total viewers than CNN and MSNBC did combined in October. FNC was up 25% in total prime-time viewers, up 16% in total day viewers. It gained 13% in the prime-time demo and 3% in the total day demo versus October of last year. Ratings leader Sean Hannity beating all other news hosts on the month with a total audience of over 3.49 million, leading the Fox primetime and beating CNN, MSNBC, and HLN combined. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A well-known criminal, Whitey Bulger, beaten to death in prison. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Bulger was found unresponsive at a U.S. penitentiary in West Virginia, where he had just been transferred, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly afterwards. Authorities didn't immediately release a cause of death, but a union prison official tells the AP it is being investigated as a homicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.